Yep, I'm with him. I know, don't fucking laugh. I'm as shocked as you are. What? You didn't think we liked each other? Did you get the wrong impression from all the times I beat his ass? Oh, this? Yeah, the baby is his. Who else would have done it? We're expecting in about 5 months. Oh, there he is. Hey, dickhead. I was wondering where you wandered off to. You remember Shelley and Sam? They were in bunk 6 of our last year. What? Don't ask him that. Girls, you're so fucking gross. There's tons of reasons I would date him besides how big his... The only one who gets to know the size of his cock is me. Got that? His dick is my exclusive property. Let's catch up again later, okay? He wants to talk. Enjoy the drinks. You know, for my sake. Hey, baby. How's the reunion going? I saw you talking to some of the nerds you used to hang out with. Well, I'm glad you're having a good time. Fuck, I bet your old friends are just high-fiving you and asking how you bagged me. Meanwhile, everyone is teasing me about how I showed up on your arm and a swollen belly. Those two weren't the worst of it. Remember Lexi? Yeah. Her. She's even more of a bitch now. When she learned that you were the father, she laughed in my face. Laughed in my fucking face. And I thought she was my friend. Fuck no, I didn't take it. Who do you take me for? I almost slapped her in her mouth. Then and there. I would have, too, if you hadn't forbid me from fighting. You didn't see what happened? You didn't see her running off to her car covered in the punch? Whoops. Ever since you knocked me up, I've been so clumsy. I must have slipped and knocked the bowl right on her expensive dress. Whoops. I wasn't going to let her talk about me that way. More importantly, I wasn't going to let her talk about you that way. Ugh, my old friends have been such bitches. You know, if those were my friends back in the day, I must have been a real bitch too. Like, damn, they're so cruel. Catty. Judgy. Jeez, it's a wonder you don't hate me. I've been wondering that same question all night. Why did I want to fit in with them so badly? I knew the way we were treating people was wrong. I never thought it was right. I guess when you're a teenager, it's a predator and prey kind of world, right? So if I wasn't a predator, I'd be prey. I know that's no excuse. I just... Oh, fuck. What? Dude, I'm okay. Let's just get out of the reunion hall. A walk around camp for old time's sake? Hell yeah. The old flagpole. Remember the dumb Camp Green Gold song we used to have sing before announcements? I got in trouble because I'd never do it. They once threatened to kick me out unless I participated. I had to call my dad and everything. When I put a little extra effort in, they gave up and accepted it. Oh yeah, this is the path to the girls' village. Which means... down there was the path to the makeout log. I want to see if it's still there. We should go down. Shut the fuck up. I'm not too pregnant to go through the thicket. Fine, shut up, sir. Well, we would have to jump over the creek, and I don't think I could do that. That log is where I had my first kiss. The other girls were pressuring me to go. I'd been claiming that I kissed other boys, so I had to act like it was no big deal. I actually don't even know who it was. It was dark, and Lexi wouldn't say. What? You're kidding. This is where you had your first kiss, too? I didn't think anyone would have even told you about the makeout log. No, I'm not making fun of you. I just know how you got treated. So, who was it with? You don't know? How do you not know? It was too dark. It seems like a common problem. Must have been because the canopy was too thick. I wonder how many campers had their first kiss without knowing who it was. Oh shit. The girls' village. I must have been in half of these cabins moving down the row as I reached different age groups. That was my favorite. Bunk 5. That year's group was so nice. It was the only time I wasn't with Lexi and her friends. It really felt like a home. None of the girls from that year were at the reunion. They'd probably have been really excited for us to be together. You know, you think I should try and get in contact with them? Well, maybe. Well, here we are, the Art Pagoda. The place where I, well, kinda kicked your ass a few times. Nothing you ever said warranted that. I really was just hitting you to hit you. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty fucking guilty. Like, aside from a bit of bedroom roughhousing, you've never tried to get revenge. I know it was before we were dating, but it really does just make me feel like a shitty girlfriend. Would I feel better if you punished me? I guess bad girls need punishment. It evens the scales. And I definitely was a bad girl. Still, wouldn't that make it all about me? Just a way to clear my guilt? You should only punish me if you have your own anger to work out. So, would punishing make you feel better? I knew you hadn't totally forgiven me. You've been bottling up your negative feelings because you love me and you didn't want to drive me away by being bitter about the past. Well, it's good that you love me more than you resent me. Still, you can't drive me off. I belong to you now. You've planted your flag in my belly and made me your woman. You're breeding, bitch. You don't have to hold back. Sir, we're in the same spot where I kicked your ass. The perfect place to punish me for being a bad girl. The perfect place to release all those pent-up feelings. We can shape those memories with new ones, so we won't think about what happened without remembering how you totally put me in my place. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Dress off. Okay. Yes, sir. You're right. You've been showing everyone that you tamed me, parading your little tomboy around in a dress with a swollen belly. And they can't even see the humiliating pink panties underneath. No one would mistake me for the girl that beat you up. You're right. It would have been so hot if you kept me at your side with a hand on my ass, telling everyone that you own me now. Yes, sir. Down on my knees. Yeah. Brr, it's kind of cold. Sir, I'm sorry for being such a bitch to you. Won't you please punish me? Don't hold back, okay? Just be gentle around the stomach area, but everything else is fair game. Oh, and also, since we're at Camp Greengold, maybe we should pick a different safe word. Yes, sir. Bunk too. So, what? Oh, fuck! My nipples. Oh, fuck. You know they're sensitive. Fuck. You're pinching them so hard. You. Oh, no, fuck. Oh, I'll keep my hands behind my back. Just keep pinching, sir. Oh, fuck. Oh, sir. Oh, fuck. Being pregnant made them just so sensitive. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is so cruel. No, fuck. I'm not complaining. I deserve this. Deserve it for being a bad girl. Please, please, sir, please torture my pregnant tits more, please. Oh, fuck. Ow. Oh, fuck. You bastard. Fuck. Oh, fuck. No, not. I'm not resisting. Hands behind my back. Behind my back. See? See, I'm a good girl. See? Oh, you stopped. Fuck. Fucking shit. You know, you just can't hit me with the fuck my body like this. Still, my nipples are sensitive. Oh, fucking dickhead. You're right. Sir, fuck. I shouldn't insult you during my punishment. No, I'm all right. I'm a tough cookie. I can take it. Okay? Why did you stand up? Yeah, this is the Art Pagoda. There should be supplies in the closet. Oh, yeah, there were clothespins to hang up paintings. The little wooden ones. Why did... Oh, no. Fuck, you're really gonna use this on me? I owe you this. Gotta clear my debts. Do it, sir. Clamp my tits. No, oh, fuck. Oh, it's throbbing. Oh, no, I can take it. I can. Punish me. Make me regret ever hurting you. Oh, fuck. Both nipples now. Oh, fuck. The worst part about clothespins is that the pain just gets worse and keeps coming and like wave after wave. Pinches get weaker, but this is only getting worse. Fuck, another. It doesn't hurt as much as the ones on my nipples. No, it definitely still hurts. Fuck. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're getting off on this, huh? Hurting me. Making me suffer. Forever. Ever hurting you. No, fuck. Not asking. Stop. I can take it. I can. Do your worst. Make it hurt. Fuck. Oh, shit. That one bit. Fuck. Oh, you fucking piece of... Oh, this is what I deserve. Oh, fuck. For hurting you. For hurting you so people would respect me. Oh, this is fucking torture. Oh, they're so sensitive. Oh, fucking fuck. What now? Are you gonna... You gonna put on another? Are you gonna... my side? Okay. I can lay on my side. I see what's happening. Fuck. Seeing me in pain, sir. Did it turn you on? Did it make you hard? You're so fucking cruel. You're such a cruel owner. Getting off on my cries. Do it. I'm spreading my legs. My pussy is all yours. etch your shape into my body, just as you're etching this moment into my mind, so I can never remember hurting you without remembering your discipline, sir. There you go. Oh, fuck. Oh, such a familiar feeling. Oh, the cock that fucked me up inside me. Oh, using my body. Oh, sir. Sir, this is cruel. You're such a fucking bastard. My tits hurt so much. And you're still using me as a fuck toy? Oh, you're so mean. Wait, no, no, don't shove me into the dirt. Oh, what the fuck, you... Fuck, shut up. Of course I'm wet. How can I be calm when you tease me so much? Fuck, making me do these things alone in the woods. Fucking, fuck, shoving my face into the dirt. Having your way with me. Yeah. Don't twist it, don't twist. Oh, fuck! Yeah. Yes, I enjoyed it. I fucking loved it. Is this what you want to hear? You fucking torturing my tits, and I loved every second. I love it. I love it when you show me what a real man you are. Oh, fuck. When you put me in my place. Oh, when you're the one who bullies me. punish me more. Punish me for being a bad girl. Punish your breeding, bitch. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop. Give it to me. Don't go easy. Even if I'm pregnant. Even if you love me, don't go easy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I want to feel owned. Oh, conquered. Oh, feel your weight pushing me into the dirt. Oh, fuck. Oh, pushing me around. Bullying me. Want your hand holding my neck. Oh, not letting go. Never letting go. So please, please, sir, please, please punish me. Punish me. Take it all out of my body. I can take it. Oh, fuck. I can take it for you. Please, please. I'm your bitch. I'm your girl. I'm your good breeding bitch. I'm your good girl. No. No, I haven't come. Fuck. I'm trying to hold back. Don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want a reward. No reward for bad girl. Oh, fuck. Holding it back. Oh, just please, please come inside of me. Please leave me naked in the dirt, leaving your sperm all over me, inside of me. Leaking, throbbing, just throbbing in pain. Please, sir, please. You can come inside. Can always come inside. You own my pussy. You own it. Oh, please, sir, please. I can't hold it much longer. Please. Inside. Please. Fuck! Fuck. Oh, I can feel it. Inside me. Dickhead. Thank you. No, I didn't come. Didn't want to come. All the pleasure should be yours. My punishment. I still, it fucking hurts. The clothespins, fuck, I can't think straight. My breasts are just... Will they hurt coming off? Okay. No, I can... No, do it. I'm not a pussy. I can take it. Fuck! Oh, shit. Oh, that hurts way more than putting them on. Oh, fuck. It's like all the fucking blood is flowing back. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking shitballs. Oh, why did you use so many? Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. You fucking dickhead. Oh, fuck, this is the worst. Oh, fuck. Almost back to normal now. Not as intense without any on my nipples. Oh, just give me a breather for a second. Fuck. Hey, fuck. I hope the punishment helped you get all your aggression out. Of course it fucking hurt. Didn't you hear all the screaming? Fucking sadist. Oh, fuck. Hey, you're touching me. What the fuck? This was supposed to be punishment, not for my pleasure. Well, I guess the punishment's over now and I... Ah! Ow! You're just distracting me to remove the other clothespins, aren't you? Oh, fuck! Oh! Ow! Oh, my chest is so sore. Oh, you're lucky. I'm a little out of it after all that. Oh, fuck. Not supposed to be focusing on my pleasure during a punishment. It's not fair. Oh, fuck. They're all of them are off. Oh. Sir, okay, you can touch me if you want to. Just, can you just tell me? You tell me why you love me. Reminds me that even after everything, you really care. Fuck. I like that answer. Still, you sure? You're not just bullshitting because I have your baby. You actually love me. Good. You better. I can't hold it back anymore. Say it's okay, please. Please say it's okay. Can I? Thank you, thank you. I can. I'm coming. Oh, fuck! Fuck. Fuck. Give me your coat. You made me strip. It's fucking cold out here at night. You're not about to let your pregnant girlfriend freeze, right? Yeah, I didn't notice. I was a little distracted, asshole. It smells like you. You know, there was something I was thinking about before the punishment. You said your first kiss was also at Makeout Log. What year was it? No way. You can't be. That was the same year I had my first kiss. Does that mean you were my first kiss? No one knew who it was. I kissed that night. You don't remember the day of the session it was? Damn, I don't remember either. I guess that lots of people went down to the log that summer. Just thinking logically, it probably wasn't you. But don't you hope it was? Hey there, this is Rotten Little Bitch. Thank you so much for listening to this audiophile. Oh my god, I love Winter Script so much, and the X-Bully series is probably one of my favorites, if not my favorite series that I've ever done. I'm a little bit behind on this. It's been out for a week and a half or something like that. But here I am. I'm back at it with the silly little rotten little bitch version of her. Yeah, I absolutely love this series. So, I love playing this character. I really do. Yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this audio fill a lot. I enjoyed recording. yeah, just I hope you enjoyed. And this aftercare is included to just help you calm down, help you relax, help you realize that you're okay. Or just, you know, meet the voice actress. I don't know. So yeah, sorry if I am a little bit awkward. If this is your first time hearing me and you're listening still, hi. yeah, just thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you have not eaten anything today, and if you have not drank anything today, get off your ass and go get something. Go nutritionalize yourself. I don't think that's a word, but it's a word now. yeah. If you need to rest, just relax, lay back, sit back, just calm down, just breathe, you know? Yeah, I just hope you really enjoyed. Go give Winter some love. His scripts are amazing. Go check out some of his other works, some of the other fills. He never misses. thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day or night.